now.
Capital 263.
Hi, my name's Grant Mitchell, the Old Georgians Rugby Club head coach, and you're listening to Mike Set Match on Capital 263.
Hello and welcome. That's what Chris Cherambo always says on his podcast. He always starts every show. It's hello and welcome to Politics and Beyond. Anyway, hello and welcome to Mike Set Match 2018 version.
Is that you, Chris?
No, this is now Lizwe taking control. My name is Lizwe Chitanganya at Lizwe C on Twitter. And you're listening to Mike Set Match. With the crew has joined me again for 2018, another run, another year. I have Josh and Slim Sam in the building.
Yeah, man. How are you people?
Good.
Welcome people, to 2018. Not me. No, not you. Well, I'm talking to our listeners. Oh, okay, this is not cool. About you, Liz.
It's fine.
Yeah, like Liz was said, welcome to Max at Mesh 2018. My name is Josh Zawe at Six Legend on Twitter. Josh K Zawe on Facebook. And yeah, Max Set Match, we're back in 2018. We're excited for the new year. And Slim, what's good?
Hey, how are you doing?
Whoa, it's good. Shingy, how are you?
We always call him Slim. But it's Slim. Okay, Shingy. Since it's formal start, you know, to the year type thing.
Shingy,
hello, how are you?
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Shingray Emmanuel Mponde. Slim Sam on Twitter and Instagram, Shingre Emmanuel Mponde on Facebook. How are you doing, everybody? I mean, excited to talk about sport. 2018 is a big year in terms of sport.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm looking forward to
it's really,
covering
really,
it.
It's really, really big, yeah.
Missing so far is Keith.
Yeah.
He's late. He's
Arqua Mary.
Yeah, he's been drinking. He's drinking, man, but, and he's late. But anyway, we hope you'll join us.
You're coming to maybe today, maybe some other time, but hopefully you guys will get to hear his voice in one of our episodes soon.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it's like, this is our second year, you know?
Yeah, man.
We started November, I think, 2016.
Yes.
Yeah.
Max Set Match turned 1 in November last year.
Yeah.
Happy, so like, very belated birthday to us.
1 year, 2 months.
And Kayangin.
And
definitely growing. And we wouldn't be growing without your support. So we just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for supporting Max Set Match. Thank you for listening to our shows. Thank you for everything, for the downloads, for the retweets, for the shares on Facebook, for the likes. Thank you so much. We wouldn't be what we are, small as we are, we wouldn't be what we are without you guys. And we just hope that 2018 we grow together with you guys. And please just talk to us. We always emphasize this. We want to hear your opinions, we want to hear your thoughts on our shows. So do engage, do talk to us, do hit us up if there's anything in particular you want to hear. And we are ready to just listen to you guys and give you exactly what you want, because this is your show. It's for you guys, eh?
Talking about the past year, it's incredible how rugby and cricket are the most listened to shows on this show.
It seems like our fans really love those sports.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is that what you like?
Or maybe
it's funny.
That's what we're good at?
Perhaps so. I'm passionate about rugby, you know. Slim is on cricket. He loves it. Josh is multi skilled.
I'm passionate about everything.
Yes. As long as there's balls and people.
Lizwe. Is everything okay at all?
No, I'm just saying. That's the sort of thing you like.
He doesn't
not?
Mean those balls.
I mean those balls.
But yeah, we were just looking at our statistics and cricket, rugby, you guys seem to love that. So we're just going to cover more of that this coming year. And in the past year, we recorded like 27 times. Yes.
Yeah, there's 27 that were released on
we recorded
iTunes.
More. Yeah. But there were 27 episodes.
And you guys available really, on iTunes.
Yeah, you guys really took those episodes pretty well. And we, like I said before, and I'll continue to say that we appreciate.
What was your favorite episode from last year?
Unfortunately, it's not even cricket or rugby.
Uh-huh.
I think the episode that we did on Juju in football. I loved that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely a very good conversation. I really enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, we should actually look more. We promise to look more into it.
Yeah, we are. We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a couple of footballers or ex-footballers into the studio. Uh-huh. Coaches, just somebody with a bit of inside information so that they can...
I spoke to someone, actually, with a bit of inside information.
When you were in Shushani, yes?
Yes, when I was in Shushani. And, I'll just let the cat out of the bag for now. But one of the most superstitious local coaches is it one? How mine coach? What's his name? Beefy Ngube.
Pilani,
that guy, I hear before he does his interviews, even with the journalists, after the match, they say he first goes to the changing room and does something, then comes out, then meets the journalists.
How superstitious can you be? That's
crazy. I understand he does some stuff in the changing room, and I'm sure we'll reveal it once we get to that stage of the year.
And Shingi, which was your favorite episode?
For me, it's an easy one, huh? When we had PJ
Moore. PJ Moore.
I was just asking for formality
out of courtesy, you know.
But that being said, I really enjoyed listening to the interview you had with the old Georgians coach. It was very
initial, yeah.
It was very insightful. Yeah, he really knew his stuff, and he was not holding back. Mm-hmm. Really. That was a great interview.
Yeah, man. And we're also hoping to get Grant back in the studio.
Yeah, actually, Grant invited us. If you listen to the episode, he invited us to train with guys sometime.
He wanted to kill us.
No, but we're going to go. We have to go.
No, we are going to go. Not to train. I'm going to watch.
We're
going to
run with them, man. We've got to run with them. No. So that's how it's going
to
be.
I've got a life to live. I'm still too young to die.
Okay, Josh will be recording while I'm trying out my skills on the field.
You never know. Maybe Lizzo is the next... Sevens rugby sensation.
Yeah, man. I've got skills.
It's never too late to try. And which was your favorite episode this way?
It's tricky. I was caught out between two special ones. Well, they were quite fun, most of them, but two stand out for me, or personally, or maybe not personally, but you know, the two top for me was the interview we had with Tanya Mzinda.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, you know, she's a superstar, and I know she's going to make it much, much bigger in this year and going forward. Then the second one was the revealing interview with the fired Zim Rugby coach, Cyprian Mandela.
Cyprian also. That was a very, very informative interview.
It was.
You know, as much as he had a lot of bias, you know, towards the side, but we got to learn a lot about Zim Rugby and things that are going on in it.
Yeah. And we let him speak, really. Speak his mind.
Yeah.
The questioning was probably one, two liners, and he was just coming out with the information.
Yeah, man.
And it was quite an insight into how rugby in Zimbabwe operates and how him as a coach, you know, selects his players, etc. It was quite... those two were so close to my heart. But we had some fun ones as well, you know, during the year. Spoke to the USAID women's cricket team player.
Chichi,
yes, exactly. You know, those. And there's a couple of more.
Pretty,
you know,
good episodes.
Zifa Communications spokesperson.
Kolani.
Yeah, Kolani.
He was in the studio as well.
Exactly. And yeah, we hope to get him back in this year.
Yeah, man.
And,
and if you missed out on any of these episodes, if you want to check out any of the stuff that we did in the past year, you can go to our page on Twitter, Mike Said Match. I'm sure you can navigate through the page and you can find a couple of links. Or alternatively, you can go on iono.fm. Am I right? Is that the link? Yes. Yeah. iono.fm. You search Mike Said Match. Mike for microphone. Set for, set. Not with an A. With an E. And match. Mike Said Match. Search for Mike Said Match on iono.fm. Or alternatively, you can go through Capital 263 free, not three, free, and you can find all these episodes, and you can also find the other episodes from the other podcasts on our mother channel.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of cool podcasts, Politics and Beyond, Keep It Real Fridays, we've got Career Pod, we've got Technology, and there's just a lot more. Like
the 909 and the other guys.
909 and the other.
Yeah, you know I like that one.
Yeah, man. And just get a look out of that and just, you know, support alternative media, guys. Yeah.
And we also want to give you a chance to, if you have outstanding opinions, I'll call them that, outstanding opinions about certain sporting activities happening across the country or certain sporting characters or personalities, and you want to really speak about them, and you want to break it down as to what scandal they're out there doing or their performance on the field of play, just hit us up. We might invite you to join us in the studio, have a go. One of our resident cricket analysts, I should say, Dobby.
Yeah.
He's always in the studio with us whenever there's something heaty going on about cricket.
Yeah. And he's coming in soon, eh?
He will be, because 2018 is just jam-packed.
Yeah.
And if you also would like to have a go at it, just hit us up on our Twitter account, Mike Said Match, and share what you want. And we'll definitely pick you up and have you join us.
Yeah, man. Speaking of joining us and the year that's coming, Shingi, what's the plan for 2018? Shingi is the one who sets the tone,
yep,
for this team. He's the one on whom we have placed the burden of telling us what to do. He's arrested. You know he's a good father, so he's arrested.
Yeah.
So Shingi, 2018, man. Okay. What are some of the things that we're planning on covering, some of the major sporting events that are coming in this year?
Okay. So clearly, the start is cricket. Because there's a lot of cricket that is going to go on. We have a triangular series that's going to be happening in Bangladesh. That's Zimbabwe, Bangladesh, and
Sri Lanka.
Yes, Sri Lanka.
Thank you.
Don't worry. I got this.
Right. Also, just after that, we have got a tour of Afghanistan. We're going to play T20s and ODIs. Then the ICC World Cup qualifiers that we are hosting in March. And we are going to be there covering that on the ground.
Yeah. Live tweeting, live videos, live everything. We're going to be recording with some of the players, international players. We're hoping to get press clearance this time.
Yeah.
So that we can get you guys locker room stuff. We're planning on bringing it to you guys.
We can provide better content than the Zim Cricket Twitter account.
Speaking of Zim Cricket, it looks like the union itself, everything is just in shambles, eh? It's what is going on? I don't know what is going on at ZC.
First of all, I am very, pissed off that tests that wasn't in South Africa just in December. What a anti-climax. It was just, for all the hype that it had, and for us to be dismissed in like 900 odd balls, two innings. It was just terrible, and it was a bad outing for us. We looked unprepared, but we spoke about it for over four months, but the guys still looked unprepared. PJ was talking about the guys working hard in the field, but when they got to the counting period where it mattered most in South Africa, it was a terrible outing,
Yeah, man.
South Africa is the standard above, but the way we just handled it all,
I was really pissed off by that performance. And then India did the similar thing. I felt a bit better. I was like, maybe South Africa is that good. But at the end of the day, we really expect better from our team. Also, there are a lot of things. It all comes down to ZC, to the cricket union, as far as I'm concerned, because this was the first night game, day night match for these guys in a very, very long. I don't think they could even see that pink ball in the.
It was the first time using the pink ball, and
even playing at night. Yeah. This was the first time, so I think it all. But anyway, we'll get into this.
I am seething right now.
She's literally shaking.
really.
As outrage mongers would put it.
literally shaking
right now. No, talk to us, Shingi.
The thing is, I think we make too many excuses for those guys. They have played enough cricket to have been better. We played at night. Yes, at night that ball was unplayable. But the next day, during the day, we still could not bat. That was ridiculous. I mean, right now, as we stand, the newly promoted teams are chopping at their bits to have us a test, because they know they can win against Zimbabwe. We are regressing. We are not even going forward. You remember the tweet that we were talking about when PJ was here, when Peterson was going in?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't stick it up to him. I thought I would stick it up to him.
He was right.
You just said, you know, what was it? What was the words? Some friendly, some useless friendly against some.
He said,
just to warm up friendly, something like that.
No, he said something about people getting records, getting their averages and everything up.
Yeah.
Playing against Zimbabwe.
And we didn't prove him otherwise all the same. Man. And
but I admit
that. At least our guys go to shop in South Africa.
Guys,
and the alternative theory, according to Josh, as he's raising, you know, South Africa blazing India right now with their bowling attack. So maybe South Africa just hot at the moment.
They are good.
That because India, I remember the last time I checked scores, they were like 97-7.
Yeah.
They actually reached 207.
They end up pushing, but
yeah, but you know, I think that the start to the collapse, that Indian collapse, the advantage that India has maybe is that they have better players on their tail end than we do. So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, we'll get into this. We'll get Dobby in the studio. We'll try to get somebody from ZFC or a cricket player in the studio. And we'll give you an in-depth of this, guys. We'll get you these answers. 2018, yeah, so, we're seeking answers.
So from 2 March to 25 March, that's when the Cricket World Cup qualifiers are being held right here in Harare. Some of the teams that are going to be fighting for two top slots is like 10 teams. Some of the teams that are going to be in the tournament are West Indies, Afghanistan, Ireland, Netherlands, Scotland, Hong Kong, Papua New Guinea, and Zimbabwe, and I think one or two other countries that are
yet to qualify. Yeah. Yes, they have to qualify in February. Yeah.
So that's all that cricket that will be happening in March. So we are unavailable in March. Every weekend is cricket. this is going to be exciting. I think, you know, all this cricket in Zimbabwe, how many grounds have they confirmed are going to be used? Because so far, you know, Queens and Harare Sports Club are the obvious, but are they adding at head of Tashinga? Is it Tashinga?
Tashinga in Highfields.
Yeah. I also heard of the one in Kwekwe. They were talking about maybe using that one. I remember the inspection. The thing is, they have not really confirmed even the schedule and everything.
Uh-huh.
They are yet to be confirmed after the two teams have qualified. But I know definitely Queens and Harare Sports Club. But yes, they were talking about two more grounds because there are a lot of teams and they would want it
to spread across the country.
The last time something this big happened in Zim cricket was probably the World Cup, yeah?
Yeah.
That was South Africa Zimbabwe World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the streets were buzzing, kids were playing cricket in the streets. I hope it has the same sort of impact.
Yeah, man. And I'm actually hoping that the ground in Kwekwe in particular gets used. And I hope they find another ground somewhere else, maybe in Manicaland. Let's just try and spread this game as much as possible across the country, these games and whatever. The whole country needs to get a feel of this cricket vibe, because if we're going to be using two grounds in Harare, then one in Bulawayo, we've basically nowhere else where the cricket is happening. So I hope the Midlands get to feel it, Manicaland gets to feel it as well, just to spread it out.
What I hope as well is that ZBC has some rights to screen some of the matches because not everyone has access to the DSTV Queer Set type thing. Yeah. And it'll be important that some of these other games are shown on TV.
On TV, yeah.
Gets the crowd, gets the must to watch these games and enjoy the spectacle as well. Although we'll be resident at Harare Sports Club.
Oh, yeah. And what else is on the schedule, Shingi?
Okay, April Commonwealth Games, which I hope by then
Zimbabwe
will be back, you know, because these are exciting. It's a chance because it's not really, yes, it's competitive, but it's a chance for some of our athletes to actually stake a claim and get known internationally by competing against lesser known athletes. So I really hope in April, when the Commonwealth Games come, we'll be there and our athletes will get a chance.
Has Ed decided on that, President Ed? Because the last time I checked, we were not in the Commonwealth. And it will take something mammoth in the next month or two for, you know, us to get back in the Commonwealth and for our players to participate there.
Yeah.
But all the best. I'm hoping that we get into that one as well. We have as well in 2018.
You guys know the part that I'm waiting for.
I'm lost. What's the part that you're waiting for?
Is it the Champions League in May? The final?
I'm not looking for the Champions League because my team is getting kicked out. Barcelona is going to walk all over us. But yeah, that's besides the point.
Or is it June, the main?
The main event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lizwe.
My bad. The thing is...
Is everything okay at home?
No, the thing is, because of this excitement over the past year, over rugby and cricket, I forgot about the most obvious one. Football World Cup, yeah!
Yeah, man.
2018.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What a year it's going to be.
This is going to be some... Man, I can't even compose myself right now.
The way you're excited,
thinking about the World Cup.
The way you're excited is it's as if knowledge so now we play there. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I actually appreciate that they're not playing because I don't want to be embarrassed. I want to enjoy the World Cup. I don't want to watch the World Cup and feel sad. When you get
knocked out in the first two matches.
The first
bro.
Two matches, yeah.
Losing 5-0 and
We're not ready for World Cup football yet, but I'm really excited. World Cup here, it's going to be massive. It's just going to be crazy in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that some of the big names won't be at the World Cup. Some big teams won't.
You're talking about Italy, aren't you?
Yeah, Junior Luigi Buffon won't be at the World Cup. You know. But I think overall we've got some mighty, mighty young talent coming in.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to watching the Neymars. Continues on his recent moves. Shingy, how does he feel?
Oh yeah, that brings us to the point I was waiting for.
The transfers. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how Brazil will be looking with the Continues. You continue Neymar, the two most expensive footballers in the history of football.
Yeah,
we've got the likes of Ousmane Dembele. I don't know if he's going to be called up. I'm going to wait.
You'll definitely get a call up in French.
Kylian Mbappe. It's going to be
the youngsters there. We've got Germany.
That team can field
four strong different teams.
What a
and it will still kick your butt.
Yeah, man.
So hopefully, we're the current holders, Germany, yeah?
Yeah.
So hopefully they get to defend because I'm a German supporter.
Yeah, man. So yeah, the World Cup is also coming through this year. Like Shiki mentioned earlier, the Champions League is on the knockout stages very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The English Premier League is over and won.
It's done. It's done deal.
That we're not even going to speak about that anymore. Like, I don't think there's anything to say.
But we can allow Shingi, you know, a few moments to express his thoughts.
Especially after Klopp made it a point, just like Suarez got sold when I was a coach.
Yeah.
I'm not selling Coutinho.
Never.
You know how bad this is. I just got burned on Twitter by a reporter who reports for Goal, Melissa Red, I think her name is, about the Coutinho issue. And I was saying, you know what, you don't even say anything. Then she burned me. And an hour later, Coutinho is sold. So it was a bad day yesterday. Like,
oh,
guys. But then again, that being said, in the EPL, the war of words between Conte and Mourinho, guys,
quite juicy. But I'm hoping Jose just walks away from this one. Why are we saying Jose started it?
He's the one who started it.
No. Conte started this.
How did Conte start it?
Because he got twisted by journalists. Mourinho spoke about himself. He said, He was referring to himself.
He said,
I've changed my behavior. I'm no longer, you know, the type of manager who's clowns on the touchline. I'm just now more mature and I'm chilled.
So you're speaking about
he's referring to himself. He ran across the Old Trafford pitch when he won with FC Porto. You know,
we'll get into this later.
He's always been a crazy guy.
No, we'll get into this one of these fine days.
A journalist literally took that, went to Conte and said, Conte, Mourinho said you're a clown. You dance around the touchline. And that was it. And Conte just blew it out. Got personal. And now I'm just hoping...
We'll get to the bottom of this one of these days. Yeah. And
finally, and if you're saying Jose started, I'm just hoping personally he just cancels it.
I think the next press conference,
I'm done, you know.
I think Mourinho, Wenger, Conte, they're all looking to distract attention from how bad the teams are performing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Guardiola has really... So now these coaches are—they're just looking for, they're clutching at straws, and anything to divert attention from the performances. Because Chelsea, Conte usually that last season these jabs came,
he ignored them. Yeah, that's true.
What has changed? Suddenly now you're interested in replying. Just trying to distract attention. So That's what it is, but it doesn't take anything.
There's been talk of PSG and Bayern trying to get Conte. Do you think he'll move?
I think so. I think he's going to move it. He had already expressed that the interest in moving at the end of the season.
Okay.
Before this. But he was saying that he wants to become a director of football. And there was a club in Italy which had offered him the chance to become a director of football. So he was saying he wants to move from the coaching role to being a director of football. So I think it has already been one of his plans. Maybe not at the end of the season, but very soon.
Okay.
So, and the performances and so forth will just give him an easy way out to that role that he wants to take up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, guys. I love it when coaches fight. I really do.
Well,
you
know, all do love it.
In England, there is this facade that coaches are all nice. They shake hands before the game. They shake hands after the game. That's not real. When Silva said it, he talked about it, the coach, the Watford coach, he said it in England, it's all lies, you shake hands like you're old friends, but we're not even friends. So let them fight. Let them bring the intensity. Football starts, this is not
Vince McMahon.
But on one hand, it's really, you know, brought the interest towards the Chelsea-Man United match that's going to happen in February. Everyone now is more interested in the match because of this chaos drama that Conte and Jose have raised.
Yeah.
The attention will be like, who's actually going to beat the other and who's actually going to do more touchline gimmicks than the other. I'm sure the cameras will be focused on them. Like every 10 minutes, they are checking if everything is okay on the touchline.
I want to see if they shake hands. I told you.
Yeah, from the start, everything's going to be scrutinized. It's another dimension to the game.
And
we
also,
all love.
We'll also need an in-depth on the state of refereeing in the English Premier League. We'll get into that because that is becoming more and more of a problem. And we also need to bring back the conversation on VAR.
Uh-huh.
Because the past couple of weeks, the refereeing has been shambolic.
It has.
Also, Mike Dean being caught up in a betting scheme.
Mike Dean is just a bum.
I read an article where he was... apparently he was linked to a betting scheme, something like that, and he's been suspended for a bit from refereeing because of that. So that's also something that we need to look at.
Locally, the Warriors are going to be playing World Cup 2019 AFCON qualifiers this year.
A good conversation.
Well, it's football, so we've got to go to the good and the bad. The bad part is that we've got a couple of more matches this year. We'll play 4 matches this year, but the first one started in September, and there's going to be some back-to-back with Congo in October. While the final match will be played in January 2019, then I think AFCON starts. Have they moved it to June, July?
They moved it to June, July.
Yeah. AFCON 2019 will be decided by January whether we're participating or not. Although in the group we're still okay, we beat Liberia 3-0, but we still to face Guinea and DR Congo, which will be the tougher games.
Yeah,
for the rest of the year. And the Warriors announced Sunday Chidzambwa as the new coach.
Yeah,
he's a standing head coach now.
You couldn't even say permanent, could you?
Yeah.
Don't know with this Zifa, but
yeah, but I guess they tried to say, okay, this time, you know, there was so much noise about us changing coaches here and there with no permanent coach. But now we have Sunday Chidzambwa. He has the whole year to plan. And hopefully, you know, we can get to AFCON.
At the back of him being fired from ZPC Kariba, I must add.
Yeah. And he didn't do very well with the Zim team at COSAP. Was it? What tournament was it? Where he just... some funny tournament that he went to with the Zim team and it was just a terrible
performance. Was it not the Chan?
It must be the Chan one, the local players.
Yeah. Let's hope now that he has the job. But I think it's a 1-year contract, performance-based.
Those 4 big matches, and I'm sure they want us to progress to AFCON. And if that fails, then we just fire and hire, as we always do.
Yeah, that's what we always do anyway. Even if, it would be a surprise that he qualifies for AFCON and is fired anyway.
Yeah.
Zifa is just a mess. Speaking of Zifa and being a mess, Zifa was caught up in a role with Highlanders. Over elections.
Mm-hmm.
Sifa saying that Highlanders should have told them that the Highlanders should do elections according to their to their rules or something like that. And Highlanders saying, no, we can have our elections. We notify you as courtesy. And Zifa saying, no, these elections should be governed by us. And I don't know how what the rules are, but it doesn't make sense to me that the governing body would be involved in club elections.
Unfortunately, our resident Zifa guy is not in. Keith is the one who knows everything about Zifa law. Yeah, but we'll find out about that this year as well. You know, try to break down why Zifa is just getting involved in everything when we really don't want them to get involved. Some crazy stuff.
Yeah. So, anything else?
On football, no. Just Sunday, Chitsamba.
Okay, maybe on the calendar.
Yeah.
July is the Rugby Sevens World Cup.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco with the boys.
Yeah. Did we qualify for that one?
Zimbabwe qualified for the game, and it's quite interesting.
Yeah, man, it is.
We're all looking forward to it.
We also wanted to do when we liaise with Grant, we just want to get a feel of how he thinks the Zimbabwe preparations are going, player selection and so forth. We're keeping a close eye on that. We want to see how the selection will go and how the team is going to be comprised of the old guard. Are they going for the young players? Are they going for experience over talent? We're just gonna keep a very keen close eye on that. And we're going to see how involved old Georgians is going to be.
Yeah.
Given that right now they're the most exposed local club. They've been to South Africa. They've been to Dubai for the Sevens.
Dubai Sevens, yeah.
Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, they're the most exposed club locally right now. So we just want to see. I'm really interested to see how ZRU is going to handle this whole thing.
So I've started speaking to Zim Rugby coach, Sevens coach, Gilbert Nyamutsamba. He has a list of requirements, you know, that he wants from his players. And they actually go into camp on the 12th of January, because there are some warm-up tournaments starting now. And he was, you know, stating as one of his entry requirements that he will speak to all the local coaches and encourage them to suggest a couple of names, that those coaches believe can make the side. Then those guys are going to come in for day one of trials, and Gilbert and his technical team are going to overlook that trial period just for a day. Then they'll pick out players from those suggested names. So the process is starting now, and these guys are taking it quite seriously. So hopefully we'll have Gilbert Nyamutsamba in once he's available, and we'll have a go at what the Cheetahs are going to be doing, because this year they're going to go for the Hong Kong Sevens tournament in April before they go to the World Cup in San Francisco in July. So there is much rugby happening. The rugby circles are quite excited. Everyone's quite happy about this qualification. It gives all those who have hopes of ever making the side or ever traveling the side a chance at the greatest scale that, you know, the Sevens can never play at. And we're also quite excited. Mike said match. You know, hopefully it'll be fun. Fun times in July.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man, I think that's the calendar. That's what we have the most to look out for. And if anything comes up, we'll keep you updated. But yeah, like we said, we're promising you all these exclusive, all these in-depth interviews. And we especially the governing bodies, Zifa, ZRU, Zimbabwe Cricket, we really want to hear what these guys are doing, because our sports are just in shambles. They're really, really in shambles right now.
Yeah, it's that's all right, because I was talking to a lot of people who love cricket, and there is a lot of opinion about what is happening at ZC, and they really, really would want some answers. So we're going to ask the right questions to the right people, get the right people in front of the mic, and see what exactly is going on. Because I was even hearing about the contracts of how Brendan Taylor and Chikayo Jarvis came back. Apparently, they were paid their contract, their monies. They were matched. The contracts were matched. The ones that they had in county cricket, they were paid in advance of about 6 months, I think. And there's a pay gap. And there's a pay gap between those two and, let's say, the captain, Graham Creamer. Yeah. So apparently, you know, things like that, they will,
they're obviously
harmony in the, you think about it, you're playing next to a guy who's paid in advance, you probably are owed money from 6 months ago, he's already been paid money six months ago.
These are some of the things that we're looking at. And yeah, so this was just our Welcome 2018 episode. And from Lizwe, Shingi and I in the studio.
You're signing out for me, bro.
Yes. All right, let me sign out for myself. Let me restart. This is now we've disturbed me.
You can go on again.
So yeah, this was our Welcome to the 18 episode. And for me, Josh. Like I said, Josh Zawe at 6Legend on Twitter, at Josh K Zawe on Facebook. This has been a good episode, and we hope to entertain you this coming year. Lizwe?
Yep, from me, I am out, but looking forward to some exciting rugby, cricket, and all those crazy sports that are happening this year. I forgot to mention, one of my other favorites was the minority sports series that we're trying to go on with. I hope we take it further
this year. We're working on as well.
We really want to focus on these other ignored sports by mainstream media, because local media in Zimbabwe, back pages is always kept out of this, Dynamos that, Warriors this. It's just football, but we forget there's a thousand other sports that people are playing. So we will get into that. I'm also in touch with one of the Locke brothers. It's Benjamin. I've forgotten his first name. Benjamin, who plays Zim tennis. He's based in the States, but he was here on holiday. Hopefully we'll get to speak to one of them, and or even from his base in the United States, and just get an insight into what's going on with tennis in Zimbabwe, among other sports. So from me, I'll check you out. Shingi.
Okay. So 2018 is going to be big, and expect big things from Mike Sepp Match. We're going to ensure that we'll be recording consistently, giving you the content that you want. So hit us up on our social media pages. Give us ideas. If you want to be part of the episodes, hit us up, and we'll make sure that your show will be to your liking. This is Shingra Emanu Omponde. It's Slim Sam on Twitter, signing out.
And now. Capital 263.